game.
Turn up the radio or the computer speakers or whatever, because it's Thursday night and it's Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm Chip Gibson, the tree hugger. And joining me here just in the nick of time, the man with the golden voice, Mr. Greg Becker.
I have to tell you now, there's always just that half second pause when I wonder which button you're going to push.
Which button, right? Could be that one. I didn't really set them up tonight, so.
It's all good, man.
Yeah, it's all good. How are you?
Oh, doing all right, thanks. Shoulder's getting better. Back feels like a train wreck, but still looking forward to Saturday, so.
If it ain't one thing, it's another, right?
Ain't it the truth?
Man, and you're just like 30, right? So
27.
It only gets worse, man.
Yeah.
So, and so... the weather been doing okay for you down there?
Weather's been okay. We've had a bunch of clouds. We didn't really get much out of, Beryl?
Or whatever. Beryl, yeah, Beryl.
So we got a little bit of clouds and a little bit of wind, and that was it.
Uh-huh.
But this weekend is looking at, actually tomorrow, we're looking at about a 70% chance of rain. But clearing up and looking good for Saturday morning, so that's a good thing.
Right. And oh my gosh. I have to double check the phone number.
Can it be? But
ladies and gentlemen, we're joined tonight. Long time no see, Mr. Bill Howard. Hey, Wood. What's doing, man?
What's happening?
Oh, good to have you back.
Oh, yeah, it's good to be back.
How you doing? You there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You sound like you got a sandwich shoved in your face.
Tin four?
He's all right. He's eating.
It's all good.
What have you been up to, Bill?
About 6'2 on a good day.
You can't stack it that high, man. Never could.
Oh, Florida's got that special force field.
Yeah. They put a steel rod down the middle of it.
Yeah, I had to move down from New York to take advantage of it. So,
holy cow. So,
take this kind of abuse from my wife. I don't need it from you guys.
Yeah, you ain't been around, man. We haven't had nobody. Well, now that you're back, we can't talk about you, so we'll be nice to you, man. Now, serious, though, man. Good to have you back in town, man. How are you doing, man? Give us an update on your status.
Well, it's about the same.
Yeah?
I had some more blood work done the other day, and I haven't heard back.
You still got blood to give them?
Yeah, fortunately enough, I still do.
That's crazy. You're just too ornery to kick it, man, so...
like a pin cushion sometimes, but...
No, man, you probably got track marks and everything. You know, if you get pulled over now, they're going to run you up for being a druggie or something.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I got some stuff coming up, you know, where our Heroes on the Water is finally taking off, and we got that this weekend. I got some stuff on Yak Angler coming up. I got some new products. A couple of reports to post yet. I've been busy, man. I tried to beat my deadline for a blade last night, got that in, so I'm trying to catch up.
All right.
Looking forward to iCast in July.
iCast in July. Yep, that's going to be right down there in Orlando. And yep. Should be a pretty good showing between all the Yak Angler and other folks going down there. And it saw your review on the that new Malibu, and we'll chat about that here in just a bit. But
yeah,
that was pretty interesting, man. So let me say hey to the folks in the chat room. We got LGB in there. Another long time no see. The Fishing Chef has showed up. And Hammerhead, Greg Crisp, out of our Northeast group up there. And holy cow, it's the man of mystery himself. Yak Sushi is in the house. YakAngler.com. That one didn't sound right.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out YakAngler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
There it is, YakAngler.com. Check them out, YakAngler.com. And, hey, Yak Sushi, man, people have been saying they've been getting a 404 when they go YakAngler.com/boondoggle. So somebody try it in there and see if you get it up. Bring up the page there, or you could do kayakfishingradio.com/boondoggle. I know that worked the other day. Yeah, folks in the chat room there, if you're listening to this on a podcast, we do have a chat room. If you're a guest, it's easiest to just go ahead and log in with your Facebook account, and we don't spam you or nothing from it, but it gets you into the chat room and you can play with the others, but play nice, okay? All right. Okay, so let's see what's coming up here in just a minute. All right, next week, folks, next week we're going to have a special guest on joining us on Buzzard's Row here, Neil Taylor. Neil's going to join us on the show from Strike 3 Fishing. He's down in y'all's neighborhood, right, Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk to him and see what's going on. Big fly reel 404. That was a big one there, man. So Neil's going to join us. And then let's see. Also going on, and I couldn't get it loaded up for Bob and the boys, but there is a online tournament that's going on to support a cause from a couple of fishermen that got hurt pretty bad. But it's on the Florida Sportsman Forum. You can go there and look in their paddle events, and you can sign up for an online tournament to benefit them. They're going to give away a kayak or two. They've got an inshore and an offshore segment, and you give it a try. So, then this weekend up in Charleston, South Carolina, is the IFA tournament. Inshore Fishing Association Redfish Tournament, and they have their kayak segment, which will be on Sunday. So the kayakers fish after the boys in the motorboats. So anybody else? You guys got a how thing going on down there in Tampa or something, Greg? Bill?
Yep, this weekend. Yep. We've got, last I knew, 8 or 9 wounded warriors and actually some of their families, one of their sons coming along for an event this Saturday, 8 to 12, at Fort DeSoto, the southern end of Pinellas County in Tampa Bay.
Okay. You going to be there for that one, Bill?
Oh, of course.
All right. So you're getting out fishing again. You're getting out on the water because, well, we saw you got out in the new Malibu.
Yeah, I figured I could feel like crap out on the water or feel like crap on the couch, so I'll just go out and feel like crap on the water.
There you go, man. That's the way to look at it, right? I mean,
yeah.
So, speaking about the Malibu review, tell us about the boat, man. I thought it was kind of interesting. Interesting look and all, but give us a rundown on
plunge into the hybrid market. It's the Ranger 15. It's actually the one I got is a 15.1, so it's a one person. It comes in a tandem, which is the 15.2. It's the same hull. They just rig it different with, you know, one seat forward and one aft. So mine is the single version, the 15-1, 15 foot long, about 32 inches wide on the inside. It has this big lip on the top, so it looks a little wider, but the actual hull side to side, it's 32 inches. 15 inches from the bottom of the hull to the top. So it's got a quite a bit of freeboard sticking up. Weighs, it's listed at 80 pounds, but I don't think it quite weighs that much. I think mine weighs about as much as my Stealth 14, which, you know, is in the 70 pound class, somewhere in there. So it's got a tunnel hull, very similar to the Native. It doesn't have quite the seating arrangement as a Native would. It has a standard Malibu seat in a tray that is adjustable. Unfortunately, it's not adjustable while you're on the water. It's a bolt and nut configuration, so you kind of have to adjust it and leave it there. Paddles okay. The one that I have, the 15.1, has no hardware for a rudder if you were going to install a rudder. We looked at a Tandem, and it did have hardware on the back to mount a rudder. So I'm not sure if I got an off boat or what. It could only help with such a long boat trying to turn it. Plus, with all the freeboard, you catch a lot of wind. So it wants to weather vane into the wind. It tracks all right while you paddle. But once you stop paddling, let's say like you're drifting, with my Stealth, I can kick a little rudder one way or the other and pretty much keep the bow of the boat pointed to where I want to fish. You know, with this one, you're constantly having to make some, you know, corrections with your paddle. Poling, it's easy to stand. You can just, just from the seated position, just stand right up. Grab the side rails, pull yourself up. It's very stable. However, the way the 15-1 is, the seat is mounted, when you stand up, the bow is a lot lower in the water than the stern, and it sticks quite a ways up. And that really affects the weather vaning into any kind of wind. It wants to just turn directly into the wind. It'll turn all the way around. So poling wasn't that great. What I found you could do to counteract that is to either throw a drag chute out, or I take my folding anchor, you know, and I just fold it up and let that drag behind me. So that keeps the bow from swinging around. Kind of slows you down a little bit when you're pulling, but it's not that big a deal. And it'll keep you going in a straight position. So rigging-wise, I haven't rigged mine yet. There is, if you look at the photos on yakangler.com there is a bait well or a tank well in the back of the kayak with bungee, but it's too far back for the 15-1 for you to reach it. Plus, it would put your stuff up way too high, probably throw the center balance off a little bit. So you can mount it behind you, but you'd have to rig up some kind of a system to keep the milk crate in place, because there's nothing behind the seat that you can, no straps or bungee fittings or anything like that. So I had to kind of come up with a system of straps and strap it in place to keep it from flopping around. But you could put a cooler back there. There's plenty of room. Room is not an issue. You got tons of room behind you. You got tons of room in front of you to store anything you want. So I think it's a great boat for lakes. you know, calm, very calm waters. It was a little bit of a wet paddle because you have to, being so wide and such a high freeboard, you have to really make a higher aggressive stroke with the paddle. So you get a lot of drip off the paddle ring on the paddle that, you know, on the side of your paddle that's up in the air.
Right.
You get a lot of, you get a lot of drip from that because of that angle of attack that you got to use. But other than that, I mean, it's not really easy to get in and out of. You know, I got out and waited, got back in it, no problem. It's pretty easy. I thought the natives were a little bit of a hassle to get in and out of, but this one was real easy. So.
And you say it's got more freeboard than the native, though.
Yeah, it has quite a bit more freeboard than a native does, though.
Hmm.
And that's a little bit of a drawback. I think on a boat like that, you don't want that much freeboard, really.
Yeah.
Because all that does is catch wind.
Yeah. No, I a great write-up, by the way, and Yak-Sushi put a link to the pictures in there if you're listening to the podcast. YakAngler.com, go to the tab that says articles, and you can see the reviews, the boat reviews, and pick up the one there that is done on the Malibu. And it's called the Ranger 15, right? Ranger 15, right? And, you know, I've got a native now, and as soon as I saw the picture of you paddling, and you mentioned it in there, I have a 270-centimeter paddle, and it solves that problem. I can keep my load.
Yeah, you do have the big paddle.
Yeah, so it keeps the stroke down low, and that's something that, you know, folks, with if you get a real big beamy boat, man, I mean, if you go to any of the kayak or the paddle manufacturers, anything more than about 28 inches, they're going to recommend a 240 or larger paddle for that beamy of a boat. So, and with a high freeboard on that, you'll have a real aggressive stroke with a short paddle, and you'll be wet all the time. So. Let's say good review though, Bill. And you know, I really like the part about the with the gunnels. The thing I love about the native is not just because it's got a lawn chair in it, but with those gunnels, you know, you could just put your hands on them and push yourself right up. I'm sitting down, it's not a big. I can actually do it a little stealthier than I did on my Cobra or my Ocean kayak there. So it doesn't seem like there's a freaking tsunami coming at you after I sit down. So. But,
yeah, with this, you know, I should have taken a better picture of the side rails there because it's actually, you can mount a lot of your accessories right there on that side rail because it's so wide, and then it makes it really easy to grab the kayak. You don't have to worry about a handhold,
right?
Like on your normal sit on top kayaks. Because this thing, it's got one long handhold on both sides. You can grab it anywhere, you know.
Right.
It's fairly sturdy. So.
And that big gunnel there looks like just a perfect spot for some of those new Yak Attack track things to mount on.
Yeah,
there
the track. Yeah, that'd be perfect for those tracks. And the other thing too is that, you know, if you're a Malibu kayak user, you know that they have like a rough pebble-like finish on all their kayaks. This one is smooth. It's the whole, you know, the whole bottom of the kayak, very smooth. So,
Cool.
No sanding required to put decals or stickers or anything like that. So,
I would ask them though where they came up with a desert camouflage pattern. At least that's what it looked like in your pictures.
Yeah, it is. It's desert. I think it looks kind of neat. I like it.
Oh, it's very cool, man, and it looks like an interesting boat. So next time we make it up, next time we meet up at Cedar Key or something, we'll swap out. I might try to give it a paddle.
I might bring it along. Yeah,
that'd be cool, man. So, joining us now in Buzzards Row, longtime fan and partner in crime, Rob DeVore, the Bad Backcast. Hey, Rob, how are you, man?
Hey, Chip. I'm doing good, man.
Sorry to keep you on hold so long, but...
It's fine. I was just listening.
Cool.
I was wondering about that camouflage, too, but I guess that's for, when they're out in like, Utah or something, you know. fit in perfect out there.
Yeah. Or in the reeds or something, you know, if you're like duck hunting or something like that. Where's Malibu located, Bill?
California.
Yeah.
Right there in LA.
That's interesting though that they bring a hybrid out, because you wouldn't take that boat offshore in California. I wouldn't take that boat offshore.
It's funny because every picture that I see from the guys in California, it's calm.
Yeah.
And, I mean, almost flat calm. And they'll say, ooh, it was rough out there today. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? That's not rough.
Well, it is called the Pacific Ocean, right? I don't know.
I don't get it.
It just depends upon where you're at. But I mean, I know around Lejeune and San Diego area, there's guys surfing there, man. That's what the Cobra kayak came around with. That big old beamy thing it has freeboard on it too. So that was the big deal there. Plus you can throw your scuba gear on the back of the Cobra. So, well, that's cool, man. Like I said, nice job on the review and stuff. And it's interesting that folks are coming in with, you know, the Malibu's hitting the market with a hybrid. And I don't know if anybody has seen the new Hobie, the Pro Angler 12, but somebody's copying lawn chairs. You know, you got Jackson with the lawn chairs on the Cudas and lawn chairs in the Natives. Now Hobie's got a lawn chair. So,
isn't that the Pro Angler 12? Isn't that what they call a Jeep carrier?
It's a Jeep carrier. That's right.
I figured you'd be the only one that might get that. So.
I don't know, man. I may get a chance to try one out here in the near future. So we'll see how that goes. But it's interesting looking boat. Go ahead. No, I was going to say they gave away the 14 at the DOA tournament.
Yeah.
And, I was like wondering what the guy had. It's like, damn, you got a trailer, man? You're not gonna put that on the roof of your car.
we gotta hand it to Mark Yak Sushi there. I've been tracking some of the numbers on articles and we're getting some outstanding numbers on views for our articles and reviews and stuff, and I gotta applaud Mark and Adam for the great work they've done.
Getting some good work over there at yakangler.com.
Yeah.
If you haven't checked it out, if you're listening to the show, that's where we hang out when we're not on the show. We're all at yakangler.com, so make sure you check it out. Plus, so you should be seeing in the mail here pretty soon the limited edition Yak Angler Buff. Keep your nose and face from getting all windburnt and everything. So, that's pretty cool. All right, so people are saying, and then that brings us up to yakangler.com and Kayak Fishing Radio and...
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
That's right, we're going to be doing the boondoggle. It's coming up here, we're getting close. October 5 through 8, actually, let's see, June, July, August, September. Yep, we're only about four months away, a little over 4 months, 12 weeks. No, wait, 16 weeks, and I had to take my shoes off there. We'll be meeting up at First Landing State Park in Virginia Beach for a boondoggle in if you haven't got a cabin by now, you're probably going to need to check out the KOA campground because I think most of the spots have been taken, even the campsites. So, and I think that the Loziers have been working on the prizes and stuff. They've got a big shoe to fill there after the performance that Redfish Chuck put on down in Chukaloski. So. Boondoggle is awesome. Check it out. You can see pictures either at yakangler.com/boondoggle, and the sushi man is telling me that it's fixed right now. or kayakfishingradio.com/boondoggle. We look forward to seeing folks there. They're also going to have guys like Kayak Kevin and Rob Choi and Chad Hoover from the Kayak Bass Fishing Challenge is going to show up and Not Right Fishing. So probably a appearance by Mo Bass or something like that. So, in fact, you know, I was looking online the other day, speaking of Rob Choi, I got a thing that says maybe this guy should be your friend on Facebook, and it says, what is it, Chob Roy? Is that like his alter ego or something like that? Has anybody seen that?
I saw that somewhere.
Did you see it?
Yeah, and
it's got
yeah.
like a, it's got like some kind of funky mask, you know?
Yeah.
Some Islander mask or something there. It says Chob Roy, not Rob
yeah.
Choi. So it says he has similar friends, so maybe people have jumped on that. So it's kind of cool when people start making fun of you or something, right? Flattery. Anyways. Joining us in the chat room, say hi to the folks in there. We got LGB still, Fishing Chef. There's a couple of guests listening in. Hammerhead, Redfish Chuck has joined us, Yak Chum, and the Yak Sushi. If you're a guest and you're listening and you want to participate in the hijinks going on in the chat room there, just use your Facebook login. It's the easiest way. Just click the little login page, come back to kayakfishingradio.com/live, and click refresh, and it should pop you right on in there. So, but, Rob, what have you been up to, man?
Oh, man, just filming and editing and stuff like that. Finished up my latest video and put that out, I think, yesterday. And was up at Wekiwachi on Saturday, Wekiwachi
yeah?
River.
Hanging with the mermaids?
Yeah, not quite. I've seen all that stuff, but... You know, that was my first time that I actually went paddling down the river from the state park there, because they turned Wekiwachi, you know, park into a state park now.
Yeah.
And I've been going to that river for years, and I have never seen so many people there on the river in, you know, kayaks and canoes and everything else. It was absolutely crazy. Just
they heard you were going to be there.
Packed. Yeah. And I initially went up there because, you know, you can go up there and the water's crystal clear, and you go up there and you just, you know, I wanted to do some underwater footage, you know, some underwater filming, and there was just no way. It was like every little sandbar sticking out from the bank was just, you know, covered in people and kayaks and kids and all sorts of stuff. So it was pretty crazy. I know it's a holiday weekend, and, you know, everybody's like, well, it is a holiday weekend. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
But, and also went to Sarasota, went to Siesta Key, went to do some snook fishing on the beach, but it was, you know, blowing like crazy, and didn't even take the rod out of the car.
Well, okay.
But did some filming down there and stuff, and hung out. It's pretty cool. Went to Siesta Key, went to Venice Beach down there and stuff. It was pretty neat. Nice area
cool.
down there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, those are great paddles up in the rivers there. I like to paddle up into Homosassa, up into that area and stuff. But on the weekends, man, it's like the parking lot at Walmart. There's so many boats and stuff in there.
Yeah.
Luckily, it's a no-wake zone because of the manatees, so it's not bad until you get out into the main part of the river outside of the, I think the last mile or so of the paddle back up in there is all no-wake zone. So, But the water is just crystal clear and always 72, 74 degrees year-round, so you can just drop off the side of your kayak and swim around. It's fun.
Yeah. Well, I did that, too, and, you know, pulled up to the bank, and I'm looking over to the side, and, it was very deceptive, Chip, because I jumped off my kayak and into chest-deep water. It looked like it was about, you know, knee-deep to me, and it ended up being chest-deep.
Yeah, well, the water's clear, man. It looks shallow when you can see all the way to the bottom, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But I saw loads of fish. I mean, it was just loaded with fish. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's funny, you get back up in there and you see some big old snook and maybe a tarpon or two up in there, man. It just drives you nuts. Big old bass.
Well, there was a lot of mullet up there, but I saw a lot of bass and some pretty decent looking bass, too. And I saw some a lot of sheep's head, too. It's kind of strange. But that was, you know, pretty much as far as, there was just fish all over the place. Very, very fishy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I don't know what the fishing regs are up in there or not, state park and all. But that'd be cool sometime. Let me say hi to Mr. Wheeler, who's been waiting impatiently. So, hey, what's up, Wheeler?
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. What are you up to?
Just getting home from the Eastern Shore of Virginia.
Yeah? You been fishing?
No, I had to help a buddy out with moving, and on the way back, we've got a pier that's on one of the four islands in the middle of the bay. And I stopped off there, had the kids with me, walked out on the pier, you know, it's ooh and ah, it's a big ship going by, because there's a couple of big freighters, and looked in the water, and there goes a school about four or five cobia by me, by the pier. I'm just like, oh.
Did you catch one?
No, the rods were 50 yards in the truck. Couldn't run back fast enough for kid in tow.
You got to move faster, man. You got to move faster.
I can move fast. The kids don't really appreciate the dragging sensation on the concrete as much. But
put skates on them, man.
I know.
Put wheels on their feet. So, we've been chatting with Haywood here. He has returned to us, and he seems his old self, ready to give us his opinions and stuff. So that's good to hear.
That's lovely.
Say what?
Was that lovely?
You're feisty, man. You're feisty. That's what we love about you.
Nobody asked me my opinion.
But you'll give it to us if you feel like it needs publishing, right? You're a brave man, man. I mean, I've seen you in a pink boa and Crocs.
Hey.
Ew.
If you can't poke a little fun at yourself.
Right.
You know, come on.
Dude, every time I wake up in the morning and brush my fangs, I laugh. So
it feels good on my neck.
Soft, right? It's kind of fuzzy. And those Crocs are really comfortable, man. My bunion starts hurting. I got a pair of Crocs. They're not pink, though.
I had them packed, ready to come down there, but my truck had other issues. So.
Your truck had other... How is the truck, man?
The truck is running. Didn't have to replace the oil pump.
Cool.
It was clogged. It got clogged up, so I was lucky there. I'm ready to hook the camper up, maybe, but it's too damn hot to camp out now. So.
Ooh, yeah, man. Yeah, I think any kind of traveling has to be done inside, you know, at a hotel room right now, because
we are planning a big ugly trip in August.
August? All right.
Yeah, I'll let you know. And I've been trying for the longest time to get back over to Mosquito Lagoon. With the some of the guys from Malibu Pro Staff to do an article with. But every time we plan it, you know, the weather comes up, it starts blowing or raining or something. So,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's funny now. I mean, I was just, you know, commenting the other day, you know, we've had two tropical storms now before the official start of hurricane season. And they didn't come from the African Horn. They both spawned right off the coast of the Carolinas there. So that's pretty unusual for the water to be that warm that it will spawn. And then, did you see the direction that thing moved? It came southwest.
Yeah.
That's goofy.
Like, it's like, hey, Florida, get ready.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got a little bit of rain from that this weekend. So, and I don't know, there's a big old front moving in. We're supposed to hit us tomorrow, and I don't know too much. I was thinking about maybe driving up to Charleston this weekend and trying the IFA tournament, but I don't know if I still got the raffle mojo, but I think it's probably going to be raining over there this weekend, so I don't know if I want to go out and fish in the rain. But anyways, yeah, the weather's just been playing some really, really goofy games. So, anyways, Mr. Becker is off the waivers list. He's back out in the water now.
That is correct.
And how's that going for you, man? Have you had the whole flotilla out yet?
As a matter of fact, very briefly last weekend we did, yeah. Yeah, and now we found out that the little green cobra play is going to be way too small for my daughter. It was fine when she was 8, but now that she's 19, let's just say not enough freeboard.
Not enough freeboard?
So we're trying to – so she wound up paddling the tarpon, and Robert wound up back in the play, which was an interesting conversation for about 30 seconds until we all understood where everybody – how it was going to work. And then it was good.
You should see Robert in that tarpon.
Does he go for it?
That boy can scoot.
I know when the clone started paddling that thing, man, I couldn't keep up with him. That sucker will move out.
Yeah, I'm surprised. That's a quick little boat. It's a really nice boat. Very, very stable.
A little fisherman.
I know. I saw some pictures there. Clone's got to get out there and hold on to the try to put up some fish on the board there. So, anyways, I only fish on sunny days. Ouch, man! Wind blasting in chocolate watermelon. Yeah, chocolate milk water. We've been there, right?
Lake Harding.
Oh my gosh. Me and the clone rafted up, and we just sat there with, you know, pulled the hoods up from our ponchos, you know, and just sat there and fit, you know, bottom fishing in the chocolate milk.
Hopefully you didn't get caught in the current.
Poor Isaac, man. He paddled like 30 miles down to the dam. Yeah.
And back.
I actually have a license to be able to fly in the clouds, but that's no fun either, so I don't do it. Makes for a great story later, but yeah. All right. Well, it's been fun this evening. It's good to have everybody back on the good old Buzzards Row, and the fishes are already wet. That's right. I know that. We need to I'm actually thinking about maybe hitting for the 16th, maybe going to Panama City, visiting with the folks over there. Captain Linda Cavett has been putting up some really interesting pictures in the past couple of days. She's been down doing some tarpon fishing in Boca Grande. She's got some really awesome pictures of a big old hammerhead chasing a tarpon.
Kayak?
Huh? No, I think she's been on a boat. I think she's been on a boat, man. I don't know. I'd really give her props for going out in Boca Grande in a kayak, but all the boats out there, I don't think they'd let you.
No, dude, trust me. 2 years ago, right during the middle of the PTTS, which is the Pro Tarpon Tournament Series, some guy paddles right through the pack.
Really?
And sit inside kayak.
And how many times did he get hit with spoons?
His mullet
got slammed up against the side of his head. That's
well,
crazy.
Well, not to mention the fact he could end up with a tarpon in his lap, but I mean, if something happens, and he ends up in the water,
And those big old giant hammerheads that hang around for that,
yeah.
Somebody made mention when Linda put the picture of the hammerhead chasing the tarpon. I mean, it was a big old hammerhead. And, you know, somebody said, well, you know, that's what happens. You know, people are fishing there. And it was actually a free swimming tarpon. It wasn't one that was on the line. So,
yeah, it's not because they're fishing there.
No,
it's
the
because
tarpon,
there's thousands and thousands of tarpon.
And they taste good, dude, those sharks. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, why do bald eagles follow geese and ducks? Because they're there. Because
they're food. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So, but yeah, that's where I've seen some of the biggest hammerheads down in that area, just because of that too. I think the world record was taken somewhere in Boca Grande or near there. So,
yeah.
No, I wouldn't want to fall out of my boat out there. That would not be fun.
I mean, to paddle right through when they're having one the largest tournament. Anywhere.
So
just paddle through like, hey, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
No clue, right?
Yeah, absolutely no clue.
So Jack Chum said he heard a tarpon took some guy's arm off over the weekend.
True. Ripped his hand right off.
Was it a prosthetic arm like Landon Cruz said?
Yes,
yeah,
it was. And the next guy who hooked up on that fish got it back.
Did he really?
He did.
Okay.
You're pulling my prosthetic leg.
I'll keep it simple. No, I'm not.
Really? That's crazy. Was he like feeding the fish or what? Or did
he
like
reach down to try to lip it or something? No, he was hooked up on it with a prosthetic hand, which was, I guess, attached to the rod or to the reel to be able to, work the mechanism. And, the fish got in close. It was a good-sized tarpon and took off in an unexpected direction and took the rod with it.
And
the hand was more firmly attached to the rod than it was to the remaining appendage,
wow.
And off it went.
There it is. Fish and Chef just put the link up from fieldandstream.com. Memorial Day Tales, Tarpon Yanks Angler's Arm. That is crazy.
Hey, man, I wasn't yanking your arm.
No, that's right. You weren't. Okay. All right. Well, see, it's good to have everybody back. All right. So, well, I think it's about time. You guys, you got a howl thing this weekend. So, Bill, you're going to be there. Greg, you're going to be there.
Yep. Junior and I will be there.
Awesome, man. Cool.
Yeah, actually, we're going to be hosting a vet and his son. So, we're going to have a... Maybe we'll have a little contest, the two grown-ups against the two kids.
Awesome, awesome. Rob, what are you up to this weekend?
Fishing on Sunday.
Fishing on Sunday. Where are you going to be at? You going to be on the beach? Or?
St. Joseph Sound.
Okay, cool. Awesome. And Haywood, you're going to put some more pictures up now that you're back in business, right?
Yeah, I got another report to do from last weekend. I've got a review of the new Slayer SST swim bait.
Redfish
They're
Chuck
awesome.
If anyone wants one.
They're awesome, Chuck. I got that. I got to finish up, and then, we'll have another Heroes on the Water report. So,
cool.
Be busy.
All right. Mr. Wheeler, last but not least.
Yes, sir.
What are you up to?
Saturday, going out on my buddy's boat. I'm going to try to get into some drum and cobia. And then Sunday, taking the whole family out again to on the big tuna to paddle around Lynn Haven a little bit more. The wife was able to acquire a good camera, so this way she can take pictures.
Cool.
Well, I paddle, so, yeah.
All right. Awesome. And I'm going to stay out of the water around Atlanta here. Too many people showing up with that flesh-eating bacteria and stuff, and I'm ugly enough as it is, but could be a quick weight loss program, however.
There you go.
Yeah, so. No, actually, like I said, we got the clone is heading out. He's doing the Aviation Challenge Camp over in Huntsville, Alabama. So we're going to drop him off over there, and he's going to be spending some days over there getting run around and wearing a flight suit and stuff like that, having fun. So hopefully.
Nice.
Yeah. So I think
Where
Mom and I are.
Do I hear what? The theme of Top Gun in the background.
Yeah, yeah. He's been shooting his wristwatch and stuff all week, getting ready for it. So I told him you just got to put your elbow up on the bar, you know. And all right, so yeah, he ought to have fun. So, but I think Mom and I are gonna drive him over, and then we're gonna come back and jump on the Harleys, head up into the mountains, do a little bit of fishing in the trout stream up there where it's cool. And then when I go pick him up on Friday before Father's Day weekend, I think we're going to take off from there and head on straight down to Panama City and do a little bit of snapper fishing, because snapper is in season starting tomorrow, June 1st. Snapper season opens in Florida in the Gulf Coast, in the Gulf. So look to put some of those big red snapper in the cooler. So anyways, that's about it for tonight. Thanks for showing up. Haywood's good to hear from you again, man.
Thank you.
Mr. Becker. Yeah, man. Wheeler, next Wednesday,
yes,
you're on. Rob.
Hopefully we don't have the same issue we had last night with the guys in the chat room.
Oh, really? Get some goofers. Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention well enough.
Okay. All right, then. Rob, look forward to seeing some more videos, man. Have fun this weekend.
All righty, man.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Have a good
That's
one.
That's it.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
All right. Good night, all. Tight lines. Take a kid fishing. They're fishing. You know where they're at.